Indolence Quo, S. Tata Power Company Limited, the power generation arm of the Salta Software Tata Group, wants to sell a stake in its renewable energy portfolio to global investors, its chief executive Pravir Sinha told Reuters. The company is examining the option of bringing in global investors through an infrastructure investment trust, commonly called an INVIT, Sinha said, adding the funds would help the company reduce debt. Andled Quo, it will be a private INVIT in the sense that there will be some global players who are long-term investors, Andled Quo, Sinha said. An INVIT is an investment scheme like a mutual fund where a sponsor can accept investments from institutional and individual investors. Tata Power currently has a debt of 440 billion rupees, $6.1 billion, and a debt-to-equity ratio, a financial metric which shows how much of a company in Quo's operations are funded by debt, of 2.2. Andled Quo, we want to bring down the covenant to 2, Andled Quo, Sinha said of the ratio. A final call on the INVIT plan will be taken in 6 months. Indolence Quo's power consumption fell sharply in October and has contracted for the last 3 straight months amid slowing economic growth. This has not only pushed several power companies to operate plants below capacity, but also curtailed their ability to service debt. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Quo's government has tried to fix the economy with various fiscal measures, but economists say they are not enough to boost consumption and industrial activity. Analysts expect economic growth to come in way below 5% for the September quarter. Andled Quo, you have to empower people. If they have money, then you can make a society a consumption society, Andled Quo, Sinha said. Though many of the government and Quo's initiatives are to enhance supply, sooner or later it will come up with plans to bolster consumption as well, Sinha said. Tata Power is selling its stakes in overseas renewable and mining projects to raise up to $1 billion over the next 18 months. This will also help reduce debt, Sinha said.